That's not Twitter. That's baby shoes.
It's true.
Those baby shoes. You looking at baby shoes?
I'm looking at baby shoes.
They're cute. They're cute baby shoes. But this is the business at hand, Catherine.
Oh, my goodness. But what about this one?
Yeah, add it to the show notes. Some our new podcast, Baby Shoes.
Baby Shoes.
I feel like to review Baby Shoes well, you'd need a bunch of different babies.
Yeah, you'd need a bunch of different babies. And you'd need them to be cool with you putting shoes on them. Not gonna do it.
You're still looking at baby shoes. True. You're a whole different... That was a different baby shoe website.
It was.
That one was called Bedorf.
Bedorf.
Was it really called Bedorf?
Bedorf.
Is that somebody's name?
I don't know.
How do you name your company Bedorf?
Bedorf.
Bedorf?
Abados.
Shoe company.
Abados Bedorf. Shoe company.
Wait, what was the first
owned
word?
And operated by the Bedorf family.
Oh. Before you said that, though, what did you say?
I don't know.
You said something that didn't make any sense at all.
Rewind it. I don't know.
Okay. Let's listen to what you said. Oh. Okay, we went back and you said Abados Bedorf.
Oh, I was looking for the About Us page.
I'm Hank Green, and I'm famous on the internet.
I'm his wife, Catherine. I am tired.
Together, we're about to take a look back at the last week in our lives and in the world's life by reading, discussing, and critiquing my tweets. Welcome to
Delete This.
You're still looking at children's shoes.
Yeah, bad news.
What?
They don't have any.
Bedorf? Don't have any what?
They don't have any of the shoes.
Yeah, he's too big for what he currently is.
Yeah.
He's just too big. It's okay. He's got plenty of shoes that are currently working.
He does?
He's got the moccasins with the big hole in the toe.
Uh-huh.
And he's got the sandals that are okay.
And he's got... That are too small for him?
They are a little too small.
And which he doesn't want to wear?
He, as long as he's wearing socks, he'll wear them.
Then that's he's got it. The Crocs we bought him today.
And the Crocs we bought him today.
Those aren't going to be good for the winter.
No, the winter is miles away.
Miles. It is. It has not rained here for 46 days.
And the sky is that color that says, don't breathe.
Don't do it.
Stop.
Never mind coming out here and breathing.
It's dangerous. Don't go.
Mm.
Also, it smells like spray paint. I did a lot of spray painting today, you guys. All right, Catherine, let's begin with the top tweet of the week as reported by my followers. I asked for what was the biggest tweet, and then I picked the one that had the most likes. This with 1.3 million likes. At the gym, I said subscription instead of membership, and the girl replied, lol, this isn't a pharmacy. Bitch, that's a prescription. We're both stupid. So, that's it.
That's nice.
Yeah, that's good. I feel good about it.
I'm fine with that.
I'd like to update my subscription. No.
My subscription fine. To this gym?
Yeah.
Sure.
All right, this is from August 13th. John Scalzi tweeted a picture of his burrito that he made that day. Do you know about John Scalzi's burritos?
I'm not, like, an aficionado, but I am aware of his burrito thing.
Yeah, today's burrito, beef sticks.
He just wraps crap up in a burrito and calls it a burrito.
Ruffles, cheddar cheese and sour cream chips, buttermilk ranch dressing.
Oh, my God.
And I replied, fuck yes, and then...
Real excited.
I was. Did that look good to you?
No.
It looks very good to me. I would take that down. And my friend Paul said, et tu, Henrici? and I said, I used to eat mayonnaise burritos, Paul. Not like burritos with several ingredients, one of which was mayonnaise. Mayonnaise burritos. Scalzi can burrito no wrong in my book.
Did you really?
Yeah, I just spread mayonnaise on a tortilla, put it in the microwave, roll it up. We just, like, left all that white space there for people to think about that, I guess. I thought you were going to have something to say.
I just don't know what to... How? I don't know what to do about that.
It's been a long time since I've had a mayonnaise burrito.
No, I know.
It hasn't been a long time since I've had a burrito with mayonnaise on it, though.
You just are having a snack, but it's turkey in a tortilla.
Yeah, I guess it's a wrap.
Yeah.
But what's the difference, really? I do...
Nothing.
What if we made a YouTube video where we made a bunch of Scalzi burritos and we had to eat them? That would be fun for me.
Yeah, you probably enjoy that.
Somebody replied to me and they said, I think I just found a new reason to block people. So that was one of the best conversations I had on Twitter this week. Also, Catherine, I've got news for your baby shoe. Oh, those are cute. For your baby shoe loving self.
Give it to me.
It's from August 14th, I tweeted. I just updated the PodCon campaign announcing that we will be joined by Helen Zaltzman of The Illusionist, Aaron Mankey of Lore, and Mike Hurley of like 12 different podcasts. 9 days left. It's not 9 days left, Catherine. As of the release of this podcast, it will be like a day left.
Yeah. When does it end?
It ends Wednesday at midnight, I think.
Mm.
And so if you are on the fence about getting getting your ticket to PodCon, where you could come and see us in Seattle, or getting your digital attendance, where you will have the entire conference delivered digitally to the podcast app of your choice.
Such a good idea.
Yeah, I love the digital attendance.
I mean, you're not going to waste money on that. That is a good...
Yeah.
Way to support PodCon, even if you can't come.
Yeah.
And if you buy it now during the Indiegogo campaign, it is 25% off the actual price.
It will be $40 after the campaign ends.
So if you buy it now, you get even better deal.
Now's the time to do it. And literally right now, unless you're listening, you know, more than a day after the podcast comes
right,
out.
Right,
so go,
right.
go, go!
I mean, same with, like, if you want to come to the actual...
Yeah. There's also a discount there.
Conference and stuff. Mm-hmm. You can get all kinds of bonus things.
Yeah.
There's only 5 of 60 Jumbotrons have been claimed.
Yeah, I think I might get one.
Indiegogo, and that is just
yeah, you get to put
ludicrous.
You get to
me.
Put your message up on the big screen for everybody to see, as long as we approve it. We will look at it before you post it, just, you know, just in case, just in cases.
So go to that Indiegogo.com, just search for PodCon Indiegogo and you'll find it.
Yeah.
And
or go to PodCon.com and click on the link.
Yeah, it's just...
It's a really fun time. We had such a good time last
PodCon
year.
PodCon is a good con.
Thanks.
It's a good con.
Thanks, Catherine. Work hard.
Yeah.
Ricardo, it's a ton of really great people coming. Nancy's going to be there. The Stoop, 99% Invisible. Alice Isn't Dead. Hello from the Magic Tavern. The Mabim Bam McElroy Brothers.
Wow, that went somewhere.
The Mabim Bam McElroy Brothers. the Bright Sessions. Punch Up the Jam. Hannah Hart is going to be there from Hanalyze This and Hannah Gelb. Ono, Ross, and Carrie. The Broadswords. The Sawbones. It's basically a lot of the biggest names in podcasting. We got a couple more that we're probably going to have announced tomorrow. I hope that we get to announce. They might come after the campaign, but we've got some people that are very nearly confirmed, and I'm really excited to let you know about them, but I can't do it right now. Here's a tweet that I think I did not craft correctly. It says, it is helpful for me to state the question that like 90% of internet drama boils down to right now. What should we expect powerful people on the internet to do for the common good, and how nicely must we engage them when they don't fulfill our expectation? Some people thought that I meant, like, the platforms as powerful internet people.
Oh, no.
Like, what should we expect the powerful people who are running these platforms to do, which is an understandable miscommunication. But I'm talking about people like me, creators, and...
Influencers.
Yeah. I don't like it. Was interesting actually. Somebody came back at me about this and they were like, why don't you use the word influencer instead of powerful people? Because it sounds like you're trying to I'm going to say what I think they meant, not what they said, because they said it in a pretty mean way. But like, why are you trying to make this sound worse than it is? Like here's the nice word for it and you're using the bad word for it. And I'm like, I don't see this as a bad word. Powerful doesn't have to be a bad word.
Yeah, it's just an acknowledgement of your ability to influence other people.
Yeah, that's what power is, I think.
Why is it not okay to use that word?
And I can use my power to do a number of things. I can use it to influence other people. Ugh. I could also turn it maybe into money. I could use it to get more power, is what most people are using their internet power for. Mm-hmm. We always forget that, like, influencers are like, you use this word in marketing, and so it's always like, you can get a social media influencer to help increase, like, brand recognition for your thing, or like increase purchases of a thing. But most influence that influencers have is used to build their own influence.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not saying that in a mean way. That is the same thing that I do. You got a lot of shoe stuff you got to do.
Look how cute these are.
Oh my God, that baby looks like my baby.
I guess now that looking at him a little longer legs than
looking
our baby.
At him a little more, he looks less like my baby, but that looked like my baby. Oh man, yeah, our baby. He's got a little squat legs. He's
got a long torso.
He's got a long torso. Sylvester Whiskerton is the name of the shoe.
Well, these shoes each one has a character on it, so obviously.
And they're trademarked.
This cat's name is Sylvester Whiskerton.
I really don't know why we're not just having this be a shoe podcast.
Ugh.
Because especially because, like, you have not left the shoe website.
I'm here, man. I'm listening to you. I'm engaging. I'm just also looking at Silk von Webster.
Silk von Webster? What is he? A spider?
He's a monster silk. Yes,
he's a
spider.
Yeah. That's cute. That's a very cute spider.
It's a silk monster.
Is this from Bedorf?
No.
It's from Ikiki?
Ikiki.
Wow. I can't believe that it's called Ikiki.
Ikiki.
Okay. Just get Silk von Webster, Catherine. I'm in. That's real good.
You want the
Can we get
shoes?
Them in the right size?
Yeah, I believe so.
Are they built for chubby little feet?
Yes.
Don't we need 7?
Yes, you're right. It's got a nice
high, like a, you know, for his top foot chub.
This appears to be not canvas, so it's so it's
some kind of leather there,
some kind of leather toe. Yeah.
Anyway, influencers, powerful internet people.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that sometimes we ask people to do things that they don't want to do because they don't agree. And they're just like, I don't think that that's the best thing to do.
Mm.
And sometimes people feel that it's their job to tell you why. And sometimes people are just like, no, I'm not going to do that. And I'm not going to talk about why. And then people get mad in both of those situations. But then also, like, you get people who basically say, like, well, I agree that this is a problem, but I can't be the one to solve that problem.
Yeah.
And I have to, like, do what I feel like doing right now.
Right. Yes. And I think I know what situation you're sort of thinking about.
There was a particular situation that caused this tweet to be tweeted, yes.
And yeah, like, not everybody's going to be able to be your highest ideal of who you want them to be.
Yeah.
Almost no one.
It's really hard to, like, to make sacrifices for the broader good, and which is why people so rarely do it.
Yeah.
You know? It's not socially expected, and maybe one of the good things about the internet is, like, to make it a little bit more socially expected to make those sacrifices, whether that's, like...
Well, yeah, like I was saying, I think it's important that those expectations get raised, because if some people will meet them and some people won't. But that's how progress gets made.
Mm-hmm.
And not all at the same time.
Have high expectations for your faves, but do not...
Yeah.
Do not expect them to be perfect, and do not, you know, be crushed when they aren't.
Mm-hmm.
And do not go over that line.
Yeah.
When you're frustrated. And the vast majority of people don't, but, like, it's really frustrating when they do. Here's a tweet from August 14th. I know I'm getting old because I'm terrified of the effects that media are having on the youth.
The youth.
And unless you're 13, I don't mean you. Guess what? If you follow me, you're probably also an old. Get ready to confront the terrifying reality that there are teenagers who weren't alive when Drake and Josh premiered. Do you even know what Drake and Josh is?
Some sort of Nickelodeon or Disney Channel thing.
Yeah. And I literally had to like find something that my 22-year-old fans would would be shocked about.
Yes.
Because like
you're no longer the youth.
Yeah. You're no longer the youth. It's funny. But I'm not worried about you. You've gotten through the hard part of like personhood formation. There's lots of hard left, to be clear. But I am worried about like people forming their identities in 2018. You know?
Oh yeah.
There's a lot of signals of all and a lot of I don't know. Maybe I should have always been worried. And now I'm just more worried because I see a human all the time.
Yeah.
Who I'm worried about growing up.
Yes.
Well. See him daily.
Every day.
So
thinking about that.
Maybe that's part of it.
Maybe.
But I did get a lot of likes from this Drake and Josh tweet because there's nothing like reminding people how old they are for people to be like, stop.
Dang.
No.
Yeah.
Raise your hand if you have ever felt personally victimized by Hank Green. That sort of thing. Here's like my best tweet maybe ever, and it did not do well. It was just like, it's asking a lot. But I feel like this is the kind of tweet that would have done well like 3 years ago. We respond to short-term disasters properly with the knowledge that what has happened is no one's fault, and we must all come together to help. We respond to long-term disasters with suspicion as our minds search for a place to hide from the reality of complex terrors. And then I go on, blah, 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 and say that whenever I start to suspect that someone did something to deserve their suffering, I recognize that for the failure it is. My mind is hiding, and I understand why. I can't face the depth of all human suffering and still live my life. But I can recognize when my mind is trying to build a comfortable cocoon of indifference for itself and fight against that weakness. Maybe I needed that tweet for myself.
Yeah.
But most people were like, yeah, it's not what I'm on Twitter right now for. I want to be mad about stuff.
Yeah.
Or like laughing
yeah.
at or something.
Yeah.
I don't want it. This like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like it's just not what Twitter's good at, which is maybe one of the reasons why Twitter's not the best place to be, the only place to get your media.
Mm.
That one is also cute.
That's so cute.
Yeah.
This one comes in. Wait, do we need a 7?
We need a 7.
Yeah.
It runs a half size long.
So that'd be good because it would actually
grow into it a little.
A little.
Yeah. Catherine.
Yes.
This is a tweet that did the rounds this week. I don't know if you saw it, but I'm going to have you answer it.
You want me to answer it?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it's answer. Your personal brand is the most stupid way in which you've accidentally injured yourself.
So, accidentally injured myself. Like, yeah. I was actively doing something and I hurt myself doing it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not like somebody hit you.
It was
your fault.
I mean, I don't remember specifics, but I've definitely been like opening things and punched myself in the face.
Yeah.
Those sorts of things.
Here's one that's very on brand for you. Dropping heavy books on your head while you fall asleep.
It's true.
I've seen a bruise. Head bruise.
Is that like actual? Yeah, I was like, did I actually injure myself
doing
that? Yeah, that's true. That's good, yeah. I don't read in bed anymore, but when I did, yes, I would definitely fall asleep reading and drop the book on my face.
Now it's all audiobooks because it's safer.
Safer and like I can time it, then it just turns off.
Oh, you do the sleep timer?
Yeah.
I can't do the sleep timer because then
it wakes you up?
Well, no, I'm expecting it.
Oh.
And I'm like, when is the sleep timer going to go off? How long has it been? Has it been 9.5 minutes?
No.
Has it been 9.9 minutes? Is it going to happen now?
Oh,
and then if I do, I'm still awake when it turns off. I'm like, I failed. I'm a failure.
That's a real intense way to
it gives me anxiety. sleep timer gives me anxiety. I can't do it.
I'm sorry.
I'll fall right asleep otherwise. I couldn't come up with one because I had too many injuries.
I mean, like kicking something.
Yeah, I play basketball without my shoes on. One time, this is a pretty.
Did you do anything with explosions?
Oh, yeah.
Like...
Yeah, I injured myself one time with a dry ice bomb for show.
Yeah,
like, jumping on a trampoline and having my friend shoot me with a BB gun. That wasn't technically... I didn't do the injuring, but I did sign up for it. This is probably it. I couldn't figure out how to describe this quickly. I was at a gym, and I was wearing my short gym shorts, because they made you wear short gym shorts. This is high school, I think.
Okay.
And we're sitting down, like stretching or something. And then I want to like go and like over to a friend to like have a conversation. And I just sort of like start crawling that way. But then I let my leg drag behind me. I just let my knee drag behind me on the concrete asphalt. And I just road rash my knee.
Oh, owie.
And it was like... In no way, like, how was that ever going to work? What was I, thinking, I'd never wear shorts. Why would I ever, Catherine, when was the last time you saw me wear shorts?
Oh, I mean, when we went to the pool with Orin.
Right, okay.
For his swim lessons.
That weren't swim trunks. It's been years.
Yeah, he does not wear shorts.
I don't like shorts.
He put on some shorts the other day, and Orin looked at his legs and was like, da-da.
Yeah, you've shape-shifted and I don't like it.
Da-da.
That's not what you look like.
Da-da, bring back da-da. Yeah,
that's what he says when I'm not wearing glasses. He's like, da-da.
I do not approve.
Then he like grabs my glasses.
Yeah.
And then I put them on and he's like, da-da.
Da-da.
Very good. Very good. There was this whole saga of me talking about that time that I applied for a job at the nonprofit where you were working.
Yeah.
And listened to the manager mocking my application.
Yeah.
Hashtag share your rejections. And then that became my Vlogbrothers video for the week. So it all worked out in the end.
Yeah, you saw that.
3,600. Yeah. Likes.
3.6.
But not my top tweet of the week. And then I did that whole thing where I had a Reddit thread blow up, and now I have lots of Reddit karma, and people gifted me Reddit gold.
Oh, does that make your life better?
It's unclear to me, but I have it.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't before.
Mm.
It's time for Hank Green's Draft Tweets. It's tweets that I didn't tweet.
He makes the tweets, and they go off.
It's Draft Tweets from Hank.
Drop out.
Well, I just...
It's not fair.
It's not fair. Oh, yeah, this is a good one. This is a tweet I didn't tweet. This person says, what Elon Musk and the teams at Tesla and SpaceX have already accomplished is extraordinary. Hashtag agree, by the way. I agree with this. They are all human, including Elon Musk, and I root for their continued success against the odds. Super. And the fact that I had an impulse to tweet this says...
That's something about you.
Yeah. I drafted, if you don't stand up for the billionaires, who will?
Mm.
But that was a dumb tweet. I shouldn't tweet that. There's no reason... Why did I even think that? I don't know. Like, do we need to be...
Uh-huh. Being that person?
I don't know. I just like it. Well, okay. I feel like what has been done to Elon Musk is not entirely his fault with regard to the sort of deification of him.
Mm, totally.
But I think it's partially his fault. I think that he likes the image that he has cultivated. I think that he knows that it's useful. I think he knows that it's economically useful. I think that he likes it, and it helps, and it is filling up something for him.
Yeah.
But that is where a lot of this is coming from. It's not just the negative stuff. It's also the positive stuff. And not a tweet like that, that's fine. But I just think there's a lot of, like, I think that dehumanization goes in both directions. And the fanboys are also dehumanizing Elon Musk.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then somebody tweeted at me about, we'll save that one for later. We're going to have two draft tweet segments because we have to talk about my top tweet of the week before we get to that one.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Oh, here it is. It's my top tweet of the week, Catherine.
We got there.
With 11,000 likes.
Are you kidding me?
It's so sad that so many human beings lived and died without getting to see Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood. That's what Twitter wants.
Oh my, yep.
That's what Twitter wants, apparently. You guys. I have 5% battery, so let's just go through this.
I've got 7%.
Oh, man.
Look at us go.
Ooh, well, we'll see what happens.
We are tempting the fate.
Yes. It was a long time ago that we watched Brotherhood.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Catherine and I have been watching anime since... Well, that's what this draft tweet said. This person tweeted about me being a Fullmetal Alchemist fan. Tweeted a screenshot of the Discord server where they were. And people saying, Hank Green, CEO of 70,000 different companies, admits he's a weeb. And then said, if Hank Green can quote one Fullmetal Alchemist quote, then he is excused from being eaten when we eat the rich. So I don't know what kind of Discord server this was, but that sounds like fun. Catherine's face is... It's just a meme.
Okay.
Eat the rich. It's a meme. And then I said, lol, I was a weeb before the word weeb existed. True, which is true. I was also a weeb before Full Metal Alchemist existed.
Yeah.
As an anime, not as the manga existed.
I mean, but. Yeah, when Hank was in college... Some things were going on.
Some things were going on. Wow, that's good. You can't just say that.
You
can't say to the people like that.
You were doing those things with the subbing and the dubbing.
Thank God you got to a word.
The subbing and the dubbing and the servering and.
You're just like, Hank Green was really into anime, and when he was in college, he did things.
Some things.
He did some things.
Just a few things.
I was part of a fan subbing community on IRC, and we subtitled anime before you could even get anime in English.
Yes.
Like, you couldn't get dubbed anime, you couldn't get subtitled anime, you had to do it yourself.
Yeah, this was like before on Cartoon Network they were like showing anime.
God, I remember when
dubbed anime.
I remember when anime like first happened on Cartoon Network, it was like, oh my god, anime is on TV.
It's happening.
We had a loan library. Like, my roommate Mike showed up one day with like a 24 VHS set of Escaflowne. Fan subbed. Before you could even transmit them over the internet. It was VHS.
Yeah, someone mailed it to you.
Yeah. It was like a loan life. Oh man. Yeah, so I've been a weeb.
Oh my gosh.
But I'm less of one now, unfortunately. Just a lot of things going on. But I really do want to rewatch Brotherhood. It's so good.
It is really good.
And good enough that a lot of people agreed. This was an interesting tweet in its trajectory, which was very, like, early on it did not get a lot of love, but then it started to get picked up inside of the communities where it was exciting. We're going to have to speed up, Catherine, because I got 4% battery left.
Uh-oh.
What's the best kind of ice, and why is it this kind?
Oh, gosh. I don't think that's the best picture.
It's not. It's better if you... If it was Coca-Cola, you could tell better what it was.
Yeah.
But yeah,
that was just water.
It's the little crunch.
Oh, the little.
The little
corn kernels. Little kernels.
Yeah.
Little ice kernels. They're so good.
People were excited about it. People were into that, and they appreciated it, and they agreed.
It is the best. It's not super hard.
Yeah.
I
wouldn't want it in like a whiskey, because then you get like, it gets watered down real fast.
It's
sodas.
For your bevs.
Yeah.
It's not for your...
It cools everything down real fast. And if you want to get some in your mouth, little crunches without freezing your whole mouth.
It's perfect for kids.
Give it to Oren. He can't choke on it.
Can't choke on it. He can't, like, break his teeth if he chews it.
That's
great. I'm going to get a plug.
Okay. Catherine's taking the risk. Or won't take the risk.
Well...
She refuses to take the risk.
I seek to cure what's deep inside. Frightened of this thing that I've become. It's gonna take a lot to take me away from you. It's nothing but 100 men or more could ever do. I have this dream.
Oh, you got two plugs.
Yeah.
Look at you. Wow.
I managed to find two.
Badorf.
So anyone else? Yeah, that ice.
That ice? It's the good ice.
Why can't I... How do you make that ice? How do I get that ice in my house?
Oh, Destin Sandlin from Smarter Every Day tweeted to me about that. He said it's called a Scotsman ice maker, and you can have one in your home. So
happy anniversary to me,
Scotsman Ice Maker.
12 is the ice anniversary.
12 is the ice anniversary. Can I also get one for every freaking restaurant in
Missoula?
Everywhere, all of them.
Scotsman Ice Systems. Residential.
Yeah, they're expensive.
The ultimate luxury.
Oh man, it is. Nobody likes wasting money, and a Scotsman ice machine makes sure you won't.
Oh, I like that. You know what I would pay for, Catherine? Is a refrigerator I don't have to worry about breaking.
Well, you could just get one of those little dorm ones. They
seem to last forever.
Will last forever.
Or a chest freezer, because those things never die. I've never known a single person whose chest freezer has died.
Yeah, but it's a freezer. It's not a refrigerator. Points.
But you just turn it down a little bit so it's a little less cold in there. Yeah, this looks amazing. The ideal ice, the ultimate luxury.
Nugget.
When it comes to luxury, the details, you left the page.
I don't care.
I was reading.
I wanted to look at Nugget Ice.
I wanted
to look at the Nugget Ice.
The addition of one detail, the ideal ice, makes a drink stay colder and the flavor last and last, no matter what you drink, no matter what drink you prefer.
Experience.
One thing can make it better. Scotsman Ice, the ideal ingredient.
Our Nugget is the ideal ingredient. That gives you something to chew on.
Aw, fuck.
Experience Scotsman Nugget.
Experience the Scotsman Nugget.
The original chewable ice. I love it so much.
Oh my goodness gracious. But
what is the best kind of ice and why is it this kind?
Our dedication to making ice the very best it can be has made Scotsman the world's leading ice machine manufacturer.
Guys.
Over the half century of research, innovation, and superior customer service, we're proud to say that there are
someone
more
get in
than
touch with Scotsman
millions.
And tell them that we want to be they want them to, we want them to be our sponsor.
Yep.
Hank and Catherine Green will shill for Scotsman.
All I need is a Scotsman ice maker. That's all I need. It's free after that.
We'd have to have like a whole separate closet for this thing, though.
Yeah, it's huge.
It's enormous.
Is that like can you Scotsman, can you make a portable like a shelf tabletop version?
Can you make one that'll fit in my no, because it has all these things.
I don't need things. I just need the ice.
No, I know, but it has all these parts that it requires to make the ice.
Oh.
Produces up to 80 pounds of ice in 24 hours, which
I don't need
really,
that.
I don't really need that much ice. I mean, how much ice am I going to make?
I mean, maybe if we have people over a lot.
Legacy and brilliance, gourmet cuber. I don't want that.
No.
I want the nugget.
Nugget. There was a controversy in the comments to this ice tweet because some people think that no ice is the best ice.
Ugh, Europeans. Sorry.
I think those individuals, I don't know if they were European,
no,
but they definitely wanted wanted more soda in their soda and not a bunch of ice.
Okay, yes. But
which is okay, but if you got
places,
that little crunch.
Yeah, most places in like if you go into the place, you control how much ice goes in your cup.
Yeah.
So your problem is that you're going through the drive-thru and you shouldn't be. There are no Scotsman retail locations or authorized dealers in our area. Surprise.
Well, we'll just have to go to Seattle then. Maybe we should start a Scotsman store.
Nope. I do not want that.
You don't want to sell ice makers for a living?
No, I just want to get paid to sell them to the internet. Scotsman needs to get on the podcast circuit.
I do.
Selling these ice machines.
Or, especially if they could do a tabletop version, like something I can put on my counter and not have to remove my dishwasher that I can have a Scotsman ice maker.
Yeah, totally. It's like another appliance you have to install in your.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And have to like redo the kitchen.
God, I love that ice though.
It looks so good.
I do. I want it. I want it right now. So thirsty.
Yeah, this drink, this like Bellini they have there.
So thirsty for this nugget ice.
Catherine, we gotta move on.
I'm thirsty for
August 18th. This also happened in the Hoagieville where we got the nugget ice.
This frickin' song you've been singing? Yes.
Does anyone else recognize that they have inappropriately strong opinions about Weezer's cover of Africa and have to stop themselves from tweeting them once every 2 hours? Just me? Because we were in the Hoagieville. And
yeah, for some reason it's been getting a lot of radio play around us.
Yeah, well,
recently.
It was in Seattle too. Like, I think it might, I don't know. Like, what's now? There
did
was,
it recently come out? Because I didn't think so.
I have no idea. May 29th. So it's been out for a while, man.
Oh,
all
right.
But like, not a ton. But yeah, I don't know. I don't. It seems like Africa in general has had a huge resurgence, but maybe it's just because of this Weezer cover.
The song.
The song, yes. The continent has been surgent for, you know, since the dawn of man. the song. And so because I didn't say what my strong opinions were,
right.
People let each other know what their strong opinions were.
Totally.
And there were lots of arguments in response to that tweet.
Very interesting. You let them hang themselves with their own ropes.
They went and had the fight without me, and there was a defender of my perspective that this cover, in a Hoagieville at least, is indistinguishable
yes.
from the Toto version. I'm sure if I had headphones on, I'd be able to tell the difference. Like, of course I would, but like, when there's noise, and like, we heard it in like a taxi in Seattle, so like, I haven't heard it. Like, I just hear it as ambient, and like, there's nothing different enough about it for it not to just be the song. Catherine just searched Boggs Toddler Winter Boots. We're not getting out of this podcast without spending some money.
Oh, God. They've got little handles on them.
This is our new podcast. And that's my main opinions about Africa. You got any more?
Nope. Don't need it.
Don't
Who asked it. For this? That's mostly my opinion.
Who asked for this cover and how? Okay, the other thing that I have one more.
Okay.
How did this happen? How did it become a song that's on the radio?
Yeah.
I don't get it. I don't get it.
Yeah, not necessary.
I don't understand. I find it too peculiar for that to have become a hit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That very faithful cover of a song. That was fine.
So you're saying there's a conspiracy?
That no.
Okay.
I'm saying
what
I
are
do
you
not.
Saying?
I'm saying I am upset by human nature.
Okay.
But not because like there's something upsetting about human nature, but because like it is so far out of anyone being able to understand or predict it that shit like that happens, and that upsets me.
Mm.
August 18th also. I had a string of what I consider to be high-quality tweets on August 18th. Hot take. I can't love a grocery store if you don't have to walk through a door like this to get to the bathroom.
Boom.
Yeah. The little swingy doors.
Yeah.
That goes into the back of house area.
Yeah, it's like sometimes you walk in there and there's like somebody sitting at a table.
Yeah.
Having a break.
And you could see all the boxes of things. And
yeah.
All the slippy banana cones.
Yep.
I also love this door because there's a bunch of like thank you notes mm-hmm. from looks like children. I don't know what the food farm did for the children.
Oh, just.
But I love the food farm.
Be the best.
Just to be the
just
best.
Just be best.
They're the best.
They were taking Melania's advice and being best.
Oh. Is that. I missed that.
Okay. Well, sorry.
No.
Be best.
Is that a thing?
Hank's not being best.
Apparently.
This is her anti-bullying campaign.
It's called Be Best.
Yeah.
What was that shoe company called?
Which one?
Badonk.
That's not the company. It's the, like, outlet where
oh,
you can buy the shoes.
Oh, it's the actual store, Bedorf.
Yes. But
yeah.
They do sell shoes.
So
they sell various brands of shoes.
They should work with Melania on the Be Best Bedorfs.
Bedorf be best. Bedorf be best.
About us, Bedorf be best. Okay, Catherine, here's my top tweets of the week from 2013.
5 years ago.
5 years ago. We were in the UK for, I think, Summer in the City and etc. You were there with me.
Yes.
And I said, I'm watching a BBC
LeakyCon.
Show. And LeakyCon.
Mm-hmm.
I'm watching a BBC show that is literally about people who pick up garbage. I think it just made me cry a little.
Yeah.
I remember that.
I remember being like just really enjoying my television viewing experience when we were in that hotel room in the UK.
It was a beautiful hotel room, too.
Also, like the things we stumbled upon were like some of the best things I've ever seen. Do you remember that?
Yeah, that miniseries about the jazz musicians in the UK.
Uh-huh.
That was really good.
This trash thing.
This trash. It was about different people who pick up litter.
In their community.
And it was like profiles of like this one person had a campaign to decrease dog poop on a particular path. This other guy just like walked around a park and he cleaned it up. Little mini documentaries about these average Brits picking up trash.
Yeah.
It had the feel like this was just one episode of a season of this.
Yeah.
Oh my God. It was beautiful. It was a beautiful thing. And apparently that was the third time I cried that day. I tweeted later. The other two were Harry Potter studio tour.
Yeah.
Of course. God, walking in on the secret plot twist at the end there. Gaha. And we went to see Les Mis when Carrie Hope Fletcher was.
Yeah, I forgot about that, but that was spectacular.
It was so good. It was really intense. So that's always nice to remember what was up 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Doing fun things.
You and me. We used to do fun things.
What?
These ones have little planes on them.
Those are good. You should get some of those.
Here's some of those ones for sure.
Oh, God.
Look how cute.
Oh, they are good. I hope.
Planes on them. Those are waterproof. And it'd be super easy to get on. Look, they got the thing at the back so you can just pull them on
and then do the strap at the back. That's great. Mm. Go Boggs.
Gonna do it.
Well, don't give it away.
I mean, just...
You don't want to promote... Oh, I see. We shouldn't give away the sponsorship.
Exactly.
Oh, I see.
You contact us if you want us to talk about your baby boots. These ones have, like, farm animals on them, too, which is also really cute. Like, sheeps and cows
and
horses.
A tractor.
And a tractor, and he would love that.
That's all of his favorite things.
He would love that.
Yeah.
This one's got chickens and worms and...
You know what I don't like, though? So many choices. Oh, God, it makes me need to poop. Jesus, I just want to buy some fucking shoes.
No, you got to have four different colors. Two for boys and two for girls.
In just the farm print.
Just this pattern, yes.
And it's not, they're different patterns.
Yeah.
That one's got a barn.
You need to cut your fingernails.
I just did,
that
that's why they're so sharp.
That is the third time you have gotten me.
I just cut them
today.
I didn't file them. They're sharp. I'm sorry. I like how when you select a size, it says 7.
Baby. Todd.
Todd. It's for toddler, but it's just like Todd. It's for Todd. These are boots for Todd.
Todd 1D.
Todd is a great baby name.
Todd.
It would be a good cat too.
Mm. What's up, Todd? Amazing cat name. So Todd.
And Todd just comes up the stairs from the Twitter box and you're like, hey, Todd. So Todd's like, boop, 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 boop.
Well, now I gotta go look at cats.
I've extracted Catherine from the baby shoes. And so, with the one thing that will always move her.
Gotta go look
beyond.
At available cats and kittens, see which one I can name Todd.
Okay, Catherine, we're going to do a real quick viral moment of joy or two, and then we're going
to
move on because we got business to attend to.
That's the one. It's the one I've been waiting for.
Yeah.
Look at his face. What's the one at the back doing, though?
He's going in the beginning. It looks like his isn't bouncy enough. Oh, my God. That's ridiculous. It's three babies.
Oh,
they appear to be triplets.
They're definitely triplets.
Jumping, and they each have their own bouncy thing.
Oh.
So that they can assume we can put them in here, leave them, and do anything else.
Just
anything.
I mean,
vacuum, like
the
cut
fact that
your
they're...
toenails for the first time in 6 months.
The fact that they're all like content at the same time, that's got to be a win.
Yeah. Has that ever happened before? And I feel like the person filming it should be sleeping or doing some self-care because triplets. Oh, my God.
Whoa, God. Three at once. Whoa.
Okay. You haven't seen this one, though, Catherine, and it's amazing.
Okay.
And I don't know if you'll like it as much as I did, but here we go. So we've got two guys. They've each got a a controller for video games. Like this third Xbox. Guy turns on this song. You know this song. And they're playing a boxing game. And they're, instead of boxing, they're making the boxers dance to the song. And it's good now. But it gets better. It's so good.
That's quality.
Quality
internet.
And then the game ends because they never punched each other and they have to do a rematch. Oh,
good,
that's very,
them.
Very good. Okay, before we get to the best tweeter on Twitter,
I've never wanted to applaud one before, but thank you.
Best tweeter on Twitter, linguist Susie Dent. We have to get a look at a couple of our reviews. I am no sidekick, says Baymax. I'm new to the show, and let me say you two won me over with your confusion of the name for the balloon robot from Big Hero 6. You got me laughing far more than I should have. Twomboop?
I don't know.
Tromboop?
Tamu.
Tamu. Tamu.
Tamboopoo.
Tamboopoo.
Hey, we didn't do your theme song this week.
Oh, yeah. Do my theme song, Catherine.
Ba-na-na-na-na-na-na.
Oops, I tweeted at Trump. I didn't tweet at Trump.
Yeah. I just don't want anyone to be disappointed when it doesn't happen.
Right.
Habba-da-boo, habba-da-boo, boo-ba-doop, babba-da-boo, boo-ba-da-boo, babba-da. Somebody complaining about me eating. I said I already apologized for that. Perfect for barn work by Austin the First. Well, it's good to know. Perfect podcast to listen to while mucking out stalls. Nothing quite like listening to the crap on Twitter to distract you from the fact that you're cleaning up a lot of crap.
Nice.
Perfect. Nice. I love that. That's very evocative. I enjoy you. You took us somewhere. Simply the best by a lot of letters I can't pronounce. I enjoyed this podcast because it is a break in my regular groove. Typically, I listen to this podcast coming from school or workouts, and I adore sitting back and simply hearing two people talk about their lives and the Twitterverse. I have always supported Hank in all of his endeavors, so I'm happy to experience another one of our projects. Thank you for all of your support. Thank you.
Thank you.
As winter get a buggy, my name, Kidek be Jekyllman up Kersuitzes.
Thanks for your reviews, everybody. If you want to see what we talked about this week, you can check out the show notes at Delete This Pod on Twitter. I've already posted them. You can see them before the episode even comes out and get a preview of what we're going to talk about. And if you'd like to send us questions, comments, or viral moments of joy, you can do that using the hashtag Pipples. That's P-I-P-L-E-S. I am Hank Green on Twitter. Catherine.
Don't you worry about it.
Thanks to Andrew Huang for the use of his track, Everything Will Be Alright, from his album Love and Desolation. Thank you, everybody, for listening.
See you guys later. From Susie Dent's Twitter, at Susie_Dent. The Bee's Knees is one of many fanciful and nonsense creations from 1920s America, all meaning the acme of excellence. Others included the elephant's adenoids, the duck's nuts, the gnat's elbow, the snake's hips, and the kipper's knickers. Partial to the gnat's elbow myself.